Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing North Carolina v. Alford, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1970. The question before the court was, can a defendant plead guilty even though they maintain their innocence? The facts of the case were, in 1963, Mr. Henry Alford was indicted for the capital crime of first-degree murder by the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina at Greensboro. While nobody witnessed the murder itself, two people testified that before the murder took place, Mr. Alford took a gun from his home, stated his intention to kill the victim, then declared it complete upon his return. Mr. Alford had two options. One, he could plead not guilty, take his case to trial, and risk the death penalty for a guilty conviction. Or two, he could mitigate his sentence with a guilty plea, either life imprisonment for first-degree murder, or up to 30 years for second-degree murder. In the face of damaging witness testimony, his attorney recommended he enter a guilty plea to mitigate his sentence. When he took the stand, he proclaimed, "I'm not guilty, but I'm pleading guilty." His plea was accepted for second-degree murder, and he was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Mr. Alford sought post-conviction relief, claiming his plea was invalid because it was a product of fear and coercion. However, the court argued that he made his plea willingly, knowingly, and understandably. He filed multiple writs of habeas corpus at the state level with the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina at Greensboro, and at the federal level with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. His post-conviction relief was denied, as the courts argued that he made a voluntary and intelligent choice. That is until the decision was reversed in 1967 by the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, finding that Mr. Alford's plea was involuntarily made under the fear of being put to death. The Supreme Court heard the case and held that the trial judge did not violate Mr. Alford's rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution by accepting his guilty plea. They cited the 1970 holding in Brady v. U.S., which stated that the fear of the death penalty was not in and of itself coercive enough to invalidate a guilty plea within the meaning of the Fifth Amendment. They also cited the 1926 holding in Hudson v. U.S., which stated that a federal court can impose a prison sentence for a plea of nolo contendere, or no contest, which set the precedent that the Constitution did not bar sentencing for defendants unwilling to admit guilt. And finally, states were not prohibited from accepting pleas to lesser-included offenses within the 14th Amendment and the Bill of Rights. In summary, the 1970 case of North Carolina v. Alford established that a defendant can, knowingly and willfully, enter a plea of guilty while maintaining their innocence.